sweetest friends, we're getting our previous year, where we saw Niflos Gedolos Mitaras Hashem, that according to the Mahalach we presented, first the Jewish people accepted upon themselves the mitzvahs of Purim, and then Mordechai wrote it down, that should have the tokef, it should have the power, it should have the authority of the Sanhedrin, the Kayem Aleim Lios Osim, the Kibbal Yehudim Es Asher Echelu Lazos, with Sharkas of Mordechai Aleim, that they were Mischaif Bimei HaPurim because they were Mekabel on themselves before Mordechai. And then Mordechai was Manig them, like we saw on the Rambam, that Menhagim we also follow Al Pi Sanhedrin. And then afterwards, in the second year, that's the Ikros Shnios, Esther sent Kivuni Ledoros, that the days of Purim should be a mitzvah Midivrei Sofrim. And if it's a mitzvah, as we discussed, on Menhagim you don't make a bracha, on mitzvahs you do, so there should also be a bracha involved. And also that the Megillah should be part of the canon. Umamar Esther, v'nichtav b'sefer, she wanted to be included in Tanakh. So it should have, that's what it means, aligeres ashenis es kol tokef, that it should have tokef of a mitzvah, and b'sefer, that it should have a din of kisvei HaKodesh. So now the Doros, there are two kiyumim. There's the mitzvah, ha'idei takanas Mordechai v'Esther, the second time around, and then there's the minhag that were already makabel mikodem, and that's summarizing the tamtzis shebetamtzis, what we learned in the previous shir, and now we're going weiter again. This is based on the Torah of the great Gaon and Tzaddik and Manhig Harav Yaakov Perlov, Zechat Tzaddik Levracha, Novi Minsky Rebbe. He has such beautiful Torah that it's just a barniganim, as they say in Spanish. It's an absolute pleasure to share it with the Olam. So he says, based on the following, we can explain the Rambam. But the Rambam says, and that's really where we started the shir, the Rambam says that Kriyas HaMegillah B'Zmana is a mitzvah sesem midivrei sofrim, v'hadvarim yidum shitakonis neviim. So we asked that the Takana of Mordechai v'Esther was also Alsias Yom Tov Shel Purim. La'atzasosam Yimei Mishteh v'Simcha, u'mishloach manos yishle reyeyu, u'matanis lev yonim. And the Rambam writes this in the second perek, Halacha Yedalid. The Rambam there doesn't write it's a Takanas Nevi'im, only Kriyas HaMegillah is a Takanas Nevi'im. So we wanted to know, Maishna Kriyas HaMegillah from the other mitzvahs Hayom. That's what we wanted to understand in the Rambam. So now let's say Pshat in the Rambam as follows. The Rambam doesn't accept the whole Mahalach that we presented in the previous shir, works beautifully with Rashi, and the Psukim, maybe, but the Rambam doesn't accept this understanding. Rambam lo nichale b'chol ze, v'sei shekoma shekiblu al nafshim v'al zara mikodem hukba, achar kach l'mitzvah, dim ken kvar b'emesen rogeach shema shekiblu alei mikodem. So all that matters is if beforehand they were just makabel upon themselves, and now it's a mitzvah mechayevus, what does it matter what happened before? Now it's all a mitzvah gemurah midivrei sofrim. So mazem mishanem ayel fnechen. So why does it say in the Igros Lekayim as Yimei HaPurim Kasher Kimo Al Zarim Al Nafshim Habalozei Chayavim Lekayim Mitzad Mitzvah Shekvaua? Why does it have to say to be Mekayim what they were Mekabel on themselves? They have to do it because now there's a mitzvah. What does it matter what happened before? So therefore the Rambam is Mechadesh that the Takanas Ezra, and not that she required Takanas Ezra, Takanas Esther, we don't talk so much about Takanas Ezra's, but the Esther also made a Takanas Esther Mashabiksha Kivuni Ladoros is only referring to Kriyas HaMegillah. Shekvula mitzvah Lavarichala, that they were koveid as a mitzvah, and to make a bracha on it, but other mitzvahs hayom, kesuda mishlochmanas matanas levionim, that anyway you don't make a bracha. Esther wasn't mekoveya any chidush din, since we do it mitzad the minhag. So in other words, according to the Rambam, the only thing Esther was koveya was Kriyas HaMegillah, but not the other mitzvahs. And the other mitzvahs, the other things we do mitzad minug. And that was there's a lo sasur, as we saw in the Rambam, that you have to keep the minhagim that were established by the Sanhedrin, and Mordechai was a member of the Sanhedrin, so he told them to keep the lo sasur. But as far as the takana of Kriyas HaMegillah, that's the only thing that afterwards Esther and Mordechai sent out to the Jews that they have to keep. That is a mitzvah mechayeves, and therefore that requires a bracha, and that's why And that's what it says in the Rambam, Perek Beis, Halach Yadal, and Mitzvah Yadal, the Bnei Kfarim, Vayaros, Vyosin, Meishim, Chav Simcha, Shemol, Sinish, Ve'eo. When the Rambam says that it's a mitzvah on the 14th, that they should be Yimei Mishte, V'simcha, Mishloach Manos, etc., Matanus Levionim, mitzvah is not that it's a mitzvah gemura, Midivrei Sofrim, but that it's not a Rishus, that we have to be Mekayim it, as it says in the Megillah, because they are Mekabel, Al Atzma, Bal Zarim, but not mitzad mitzvah mechayevus. What's the only mitzvah mechayevus? What's the only takanas nevim? According to the Rambam, Megillah. So now, farenfert, miyushav heitev, that that he read, says in the pasuk, aligeres hashenis tekaimis yimei apurim eile bizmanehem kashir kiyam aleim Mordechai Yehudi v'Esther Amalka. It's referring to Kriyas HaMegillah, that the nevim were mitaken a mitzvah mechudeshes midivrei sofrim. And therefore it says, Bizmanehem. I remember spending so much time on that. When I came to Eretz Yisrael, I came in 11th grade, and that was my Shana Aleph, and we learned brachas. And then when I got more serious, and I was in Shana Bet, this is already going back to the 1980s, and we learned Maseches Megillah. Those were the two Maseches I learned in my Shana Aleph, Shana Bet, brachas and then Megillah. Mamash HaMachayah. So every Masech is a Machayah, but as a beginner, it's good to start with Masechtas that are not as challenging, let's say, as a Temura or an Erchin. So the Gemara there says at the beginning, I remember learning the Sugya, of Mizmanayim, Zman, Zmanim, Tuva. It's Zman, Zmanim, Zmanayim. So that's what it says here in the Pasuk, of Mizmanayim. And that's talking only about Kriyas HaMegillah. Kasher kimu al nafshem al zarm dahin usharim mitzvah hayom shenishar adar bechiyuv al adaris kamikodem. In other words, they're makabel upon themselves mikra. They're commanding them to do mikra megillah as they are makayim on themselves and on their seed to do the other mitzvah hayom. In other words, the other mitzvah hayom are begeder minak mechayiv, but only a minak, and there's no bracha. Mashen came when it comes to kriyas megillah was mamish takana a mitzvah mechayeves. And therefore, the Rambam only writes about Kriyas HaMegillah that Kriyas HaMegillah is a Takanas Nevim. However, there's a better Mahalach, slightly better, because it's schwer to say that everything we're doing today, all the mitzvahs Hayom, are only together Minug, that the Jews were Makabal upon themselves, like said in the previous year, and then the Sanhedrin said, you do it mitzad Minug, and the only thing that's really Mechayiv is Kriyas HaMegillah. That's schwer to say. We have a little bit of a better, slightly different version later on. Hopefully we'll get to it. But beforehand, we have to add that Lechor would appear that as far as the Isser of Hesbain and Tainus, that's also included in the original Isser. Kiblu aleim lasus hayamim yemei mishteh v'simcha. And from this we learn in the Gemara, Simcha melamit shesurim behesbain, mishteh melamit shesurim betainus. So what does it mean when it says that that they were makabel upon themselves to keep Hesped Vitainus. According to what we're saying, this Isser is not included in Takanas Nevi'im. This is like the other mitzvahs of Purim. So this Hesped Vitainus is included in the original Isser that they were makabel upon themselves. And that's why the Pasuk of Mishteh V'Simcha, so Mishteh V'Simcha is talking about not the second Igros, first. And that's where they were makabel upon themselves, Mishteh V'Simcha. So based on what we explained earlier, this isn't included in the Takanas Nevi'im. It's Kishar Dinei Purim U'Mitzaseyom. And according to this, it would emerge then that the Rambam is arguing with Rashi. And Avzayin, Dibur Maskel Kavuni L'Doros. Kvuni. Rashi says liyom tov l'kriya. So according to Rashi, gam l'gabe asiyas hayom l'me mishta v'simcha, this is also included in when Esther asked b'kshuni l'kvuni l'doros. When Esther wanted to make this chag l'doros, that it should be a mitzvah mechayeves, that includes the mishta v'simcha aspect. And according to the Rambam, it would come out now. According to the Rambam, the mishta v'simcha is only included in the original minug, but not, and that afterwards Mordechai said they have to do, but only because they were makabel upon themselves, but not as a mitzad minuk, but not mitzad a mitzvah. And Rashi would seem to hold no, that it's a part of the mitzvah that Esther asked them to be koveya. However, we can say no, that this kvius of Yimei Mishta b'simcha to ask them behesbe v'tainis, even the Rambam would hold that this is included in the Tekanas Nevi'im, and it's included in Kivuni Lador. It's just the Pirtei HaMitzvos to make a Su'uda, Mishloach Manos, Matanos Lavionim. There we say that it's not a Tekanah Mekudeshes. Rather, they left it as it was before. And so that's the difference. You have Kriyas HaMegillah, which is one category, and that's a Mitzvah Mechayevus. Together with that is the Isser of Hesped, Mishtav Simcha. But the Mitzvah Hayom, that you have to do Matanis Levyonim and Mishloach Manos, right? The Isser of Hesped V'tainis, that's going to be part of the Tekanas Nevi'im. So we're not making Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Could be Rambam also holds that as part of Tekanas Nevi'im. But when it comes to the Mitzvah Sayom of Mishloach Manos Matanis Levyonim, that is going to be part of what they were makabel upon themselves mikodem, and just afterwards when they made a mitzvah mechayeves, what was the mitzvah mechayeves? The mitzvah mechayeves was that you should have kriyas and megillah, and it should also be yom tov v'chibiyasu v'hesped v'tainis. So therefore, we don't have to make a machlokas between the Rambam and Rashi. So it would appear, Raya Mefureshet says, "Ami divrei Rambam b'chus Chanukah perik gimel lacha gimel." V'yamim eila heina nekraim Chanukah v'ein asurim behesped v'tainis ki mei Purim v'advakas haneiros behem mitzvah mi divrei so from kikriyas hamegillah. So these days are called Chanukah, and they're asur behesped v'tainis like Purim, and advakas haneiros is a mitzvah mi divrei so from like kriyas hamegillah. So the charetz tamua, why does he have to be told a Chanukah and Purim? I mean, like kriyas hamegillah. Later on, also. What does the Ram have to be told? The bracha of Hallel and the bracha on the Megillah and the Erev. So it would appear, based on what it says in the Sefer Kilas Yankif of the Baal Mishkan as Yankif on Sukkah Mem Heil Mit Beis, there's a machokas in the Gemara, Shmuel and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. If you make a bracha on Mitzvah Sula of Kol Shiva, Yeshua ben Levi says, you don't make a bracha. Ain mevracha on Mitzvah Zikanim. And it's also Muchach in the Gemara. You don't make a bracha on Hadlakas Ner Chanukah to Lo Karav, Ayin Sham in the Gemara. So the Kilas Yankiv approves that Lekulei Alma Al Takanas Nevi'im, you make a bracha. Al Takanas Nevi'im, you make a bracha. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, holds earlier on, and Daf Mem Dalet, Chibur Arab and Minig Nevi'im. So that Chibur Arab is a Minag, therefore you don't make a bracha like it says in the Gemara. But if he would hold that it's Yisod Nevi'im, that it's a mitzvah of Nevi'im, he would also be Modeh that you make a bracha. And it appears that the reason is based on the Sifri brought in Rashi al Torah, Shalavicha v'yagetcha, Elo anavim, Skenecha v'yomrlach, Elo achachamim. So you see there's a difference, there are two categories, there's Nevi'im and there are Chachamim. And Rabbi Shimon Levi holds that only al mitzvah Shalavicha v'yagetcha, you make a bracha, because v'yagetcha is a lashon kasha, it's stark lashon, and that's a tzivui, v'tzivanu, and not on mitzvah Skenecha v'yomrlach, not on mitzvah Zikenim. That's Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Yeshua ben Levi says, you don't make a bracha on the Lulav called Shiva. You don't make a bracha on Mitzvah Zekenim. Because Amira, Zekenecha v'yomrulach, Amira is a Lashon Raka, Amira is a soft Lashon. That's not included in Vitzivan. It's Meduyuk very much, Lashon of the Gemara. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, Yom Rishon Mitzvah Lulav, Mikan Velach, Mitzvah Zekenim. So he says, Zekenim Daika, Mitzvah Zekenim, Zekenecha v'yomrulach. And this Mitzvah, you don't make a bracha on Yomra, Amira, Lashon Raka. So the halacha, we don't pass like Rabbi Shimon, like Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, that we do make a bracha on Mitzvah Zekenim. That's why I make a bracha on Lulav Kol Shiva and Hadlakas Ner Chanukah. So according to this, we can understand the Rambam. The Rambam who holds that Hadlakas Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah midibri so from Kikriyas Megillah. And what he means to say is, there's no difference between them. Ner Chanukah is no less in its value than Mikra Megillah, even though Kriyas Megillah is Takanas Nevi'im, like the Rambam writes in Parak Aleph, and Ner Chanukah is only Mitzvah Zekenim. Nevertheless, the halacha, Ulinyan Bracha, they're like the same. And that's also what the Rambam means. In Halacha, hey, you make a bracha on Halav, you make Chanukah, even though Kriyas Halav is a mitzvah divrei sof, you make the bracha of Asher Kishan Mitzvah Sivanu. Just like you make a bracha on the Megillah and Eir, what the Rambam means to say is that even though Halal of Chanukah is not included in Takanas Nevi'im, so that's what the Rambam is trying to say. When the Rambam makes the tushtel between Chanukah and Purim, what the Rambam is saying is that even though Purim is a Takanas Nevi'im, and Purim is only a mitzvah zekenim, nevertheless, despite the answer Rabbi Shimon Levi in the Gemara, that you don't make a mitzvah on a bracha on mitzvah zekenim, nevertheless, you do make a bracha. And that's the kavan of the Rambam by shtelling to Chanukah to Purim, by trying to show you that you might think that you don't make a bracha in Chanukah, but no, until sof it's like Purim, so far as that you make a bracha. But Mikra Megillah to Erevin are Takanas Nevi'im, and that's what like Erevin, we see Shlomo Melech who's mitaken Chaf Aleph on the base, Rambam Chos Erevin Perak Aleph Alecha base. There is a Takanas Shlomo Beis Dino. However, Linyan bracha, there's no difference that even on Mitzvahs Midibrei Sofrim, you also make a bracha just like on Takanas Nevi'im. And now we can understand. Rambam, Halacha Aleph, Mechanika Aser Vehesper V'Tainis Kimei Purim. So what he's trying to say is that even though Purim is Takanas Nevi'im, nevertheless, Mechanika is also Aser Medibrei Sofrim Vehesper V'Tainis Lopachas Mimei Purim. So we see Lahedji that the Isser of Hesper V'Tainis on Purim that comes out of the Pasuk Meimishta V'Simcha according to the Rambam is also a Gzeres Nevi'im. Because the Rambam says, when the Rambam compares Chanukah to Purim, it's saying that even though Purim is Takanas Nevi'im, Chanukah isn't. Nevertheless, Chanukah also has the same din. So you see, when the Rambam says that Chanukah is aser behesped v'tainis kimei Purim, it's saying that even though Chanukah is only a mitzvah zakenim, it's a mitzvah midibrei chachamim, not mitakanas nevi'im. Nevertheless, it's like Purim, where it's takanas nevi'im, and that's talking here about hesped v'tainis. So you see that according to the Rambam, hesped and tainis are also included in the original, is also included in the original Takanas Nevi'im. So Hesped and Tainis is the Takanas Nevi'im of Mikra Megillah, of Purim, and Mikra Megillah is the Takanas Nevi'im of Purim, whereas the other Anhagas of Purim are Mikra Megillah, and Hesped and Tainis are Takanas Nevi'im, and the other Mitzvah Sayom are only because we were Mekabla upon ourselves, like we said in the previous year, and then Mordechai sent a letter out saying that everybody has to do it again, mitzad hanhagos, mitzad minhagos of the Sanhedrin, and not mitzad a chiyuv mitzvah. Okay, so that is part of the Mahalach, but again, in the next year, if Hashem should just give us life, Mirat Hashem, we'd like to sort of, what they call today, to tweak this Mahalach, and present it slightly differently, and hopefully see continuing neflos gedolos b'taratz Hashem yisbarach. Shalom, shalom. Thank you so much for listening.